Cross-country flight planning. For this task, you'll be required to exhibit satisfactory knowledge, risk management, and skills associated with cross-country flights and VFR flight planning. Demonstrate your understanding of route planning, including considerations of special use airspace. Apply universal coordinated time to flight planning. Convert and calculate time relative to time zones and estimated time of arrival. Calculate time, climb and descent rates, courses, distance, heading, true airspeed and ground speed. Demonstrate your understanding of fuel planning. Altitude selection accounting for terrain and obstacles, glide distance of the aircraft, VFR cruising altitude, and the effect of wind. Conditions conducive to icing. Symbology found on VFR charts, including airspace, obstructions, and terrain features. Know about elements of a VFR flight plan. Procedures for activating and closing a VFR flight plan in controlled and non-controlled airspace. And know about seasonal weather phenomena. Demonstrate your ability to identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing the pilot, the aircraft, the environment, and external pressures. Assess and mitigate risks encompassing lack of appropriate training when flight is planned in an area different from your local area, such as in mountains, congested airspace, or location with different weather and topography. Assess and mitigate risks encompassing the tendency to complete the flight in spite of adverse change in conditions. Risks encompassing failure to select the appropriate VFR altitude for the direction of flight. Risks encompassing limitations of ATC services, improper fuel planning, a route of flight overflying significant environmental influences such as mountains or large bodies of water. Risks encompassing flight in areas unsuitable for landing or below personal minimums, and risks encompassing seasonal weather patterns. Demonstrate your ability to prepare, present, and explain a cross-country flight plan assigned by the evaluator, including a risk analysis based on real-time weather. Demonstrate your ability to transfer knowledge used for one region to another region, for example, your given local climate, terrain, etc. Demonstrate your ability for fuel planning and fuel management, the selection of appropriate routes, altitudes, and checkpoints, the recalculation of fuel reserves based on the scenario provided by the evaluator, the creation of a navigation log to simulate filing a VFR flight plan. Demonstrate your ability to interpret departure, en route, and arrival with reference to appropriate and current charts, the explanation or demonstration of a diversion to an alternate, the application of pertinent information from chart supplements, U.S. NOTAMs relative to airport, runway and taxiway closures, and other flight publications, and you have to demonstrate your ability to assess risks involving the proper identification of airspace, obstruction and terrain features, and the selection of appropriate navigation systems and facilities and communication frequencies. On the day of the practical test, the final flight plan shall be to the first fuel stop based on the maximum allowable passengers, baggage and or cargo loads using real-time weather and appropriate and current aeronautical charts.